Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John, did you happen to catch McClain's article that he previewed a little bit with us yesterday, but I suppose he talked at length with Mad Radio about it, and he published this morning with the Chronicle about Robert Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
So McClain caught up with Robert Griffin and, you know, caught up with him and to see what he's up to. Has he been working out? Is he still ready to play football? And the idea behind talking to Robert Griffin was, if he's ready, if he's still good to go play football, why not be a member of the Houston Texans? And Griffin said, hey, I'm mentally ready. The year that I was inactive for the whole year in Washington, it was a big, you know, adjustment. I learned a lot about myself. I grew as a player. I worked hard. I'm more mentally ready than ever to be an NFL player. I'm physically ready. What do you make of Robert Griffin as a potential Texans option? I know we talked a lot about Kaepernick, but Griffin played in 2016 as well before an injury.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't spectacular by any means, but it was ironically better than what Tom Savage has put on the field this past couple of games.
See, that's the thing. The last time we saw Robert Griffin play, he was a shell of himself and he was not good. I mean, that's just being straight up. You know, he wasn't the Robert Griffin. You know, he lost his wheels and he lost pretty much half his game. But you bring him in, don't you? To see if time has healed some of that sluggishness and see where he is as a passer, see where he is mentally, et cetera.
You know what's fascinating about Robert Griffin? Because he got hurt in Cleveland and then ended up playing in December and January for the Browns. You want to know what Robert Griffin did in his final NFL game, which he may never play again, so
right,
that very well could be his final game. You want to know what he did in his final game? Against the Pittsburgh Steelers, he went 29 of 40 for 232 and two touchdowns and one interception. He also had five rushes for 32 yards.
Yeah.
That, I mean,
oh, that'll play here. That's why you at least bring him in. I'm not saying sign him. You at least bring him in. But apparently,
he's a Texas kid.
Apparently, that's not going to happen.
I don't understand the...
Why do you not even look?
Look, bring him in for a workout. If he sucks, he sucks.
Right.
It costs you the workout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what they were doing yesterday, but I didn't see any reports that Robert Griffin worked out.
Right, exactly. Well, and I think, I don't know if they said it in that story, but I'd heard that they really weren't kicking, thinking about doing that.
Right. So here's my thing with Griffin, too, is it could be just a 7-game at this point. You know, 7's not an option, but 6-game. It could just be a 6-game situation. But at the very least, you get 6 games of better quarterbacking than what you're getting. And you get a semblance of something for Deshaun Watson to go off of. Now, I'm not saying I want Robert Griffin to mentor Deshaun Watson, because I believe he has a skewed perspective of football through his eyes. But you get an opportunity to pick and choose from Griffin's career, mm-hmm, what you want Deshaun Watson to think about. Don't do this. Do this. You know, stuff
I think
like
you get
that
a lot more than that. That's true. The dude is only 27.
You get a potential backup quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. You kick the tires. If he's not what you need, if he doesn't look like himself, well, okay. You know, thanks for trying. If he's any semblance of a frontline, you know, of an NFL quarterback, you might have a backup. I mean, he's 27. If he's gained, you know, some mobility back, if he's, you know, been able to stay in tune with his throwing, you got a guy that can be a backup for 3 or 4 years.
My thing with Robert Griffin too is look at the situation he was in, and look, the results, and ultimately the player's responsible for the play. So I'm not mm-hmm. gonna give him too many excuses from this, but look at the situation he was put in. His 2014 was not great, but it wasn't terrible mm-hmm. by any means. He obviously did not like Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan obviously did not like him.
Right.
That's been widely talked about by both sides. So you can chalk up the failure in Washington to an extent to that, the coaching staff.
They're not the first to have those issues.
Sure, sure. And then he went to Cleveland, 2016 Cleveland, disaster Cleveland. And it, again, wasn't good. It was some of the worst football he's played statistically.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the last game he played in the NFL, he led them to, you know, overtime against the Steelers and looked pretty decent doing it. The thing is it's so much better than what they have now in the building at NRG. It's worth a look. And if you
the potential is there.
Yes. Yes.
Again, if he's anything close to what he was, he's 27 years old. And if he's, you know, continues presumably to get better over the next few years, you could have Deshaun Watson's backup quarterback in a Deshaun Watson type player for the next 3 or 4 years.
John, I got an even grander scheme for you. You're light on draft picks. Robert Griffin comes in, shows something. He's your backup next year, plays, let's say, two games. Let's say Watson plays 14 out of 16. Griffin plays two games, looks good in the two games. Then all of a sudden, he's a commodity.
Yeah, right.
Some of these other teams may say, hey, Robert Griffin for
but
a third.
I wouldn't. I'd keep
Robert
him.
Robert Griffin for a fourth.
Yeah, I'd keep him.
Well, here's the thing. You have another quarterback spot open.
Yeah.
Start developing the future after Griffin.
Yeah.
Now, this all goes away if they bring him in for a workout and he's not
and he's
worth
not
a
good,
hoot.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time feeling like he's not going to be worth a look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, that's the thing. You have to do that at least.
What would be the thought process behind not giving him a look?
They know that his knee is. They know the medical reports. They've seen that because they can look at that before they even bring him in for. So I'm not blaming. You know, Rick Smith in the front office on this one in terms of like...
They may have access
to... You're not doing your job, you know, or whatever, because they may already have tried to find out on Robert Griffin, and they know the knees are shot, et cetera.
I can put my finger on this. I think I can put my finger on this here. Mike Shanahan was Robert Griffin's coach in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd Mike Shanahan... really cut his teeth and have his most success?
Denver.
Okay. Where did Rick Smith work prior to being a member
right.
of
oh,
the
no,
Houston
they know
Texans?
Each other quite well.
That's the thing. It's like, if Rick Smith's not making this call, I want to make sure that it's not because Mike Shanahan's out there roasting Robert Griffin.
No. And they now, if that's the case, then they do have a problem in this front office.
If they're just trusting
Mike Shanahan.
If the first guy you check with is Mike Shanahan, and he says, well, yeah, no, the kid's nothing. He ain't got nothing.
Right.
He can't help you. And it's like, okay, well, Mike said that. I know Mike. I trust Mike. It's like
No.
You have to make sure you do the due diligence on this.
I think I'm giving him maybe more credit than I should here. I'm just guessing that they've seen all the medical reports and data on him, and they don't think it's worth bringing him in. I mean, even at that, maybe you still bring him in. But I think that might be the reason they haven't. Because, I mean, clearly they need a quarterback and they need a backup quarterback. Moving forward.
713-572-4610. Black Greg says, no one can tell me Josh Johnson's better than RG3. He's not wrong.
I mean, he might be if it is a medical thing and RG3 just can't play. But other than that, I agree with you.
Henry asks, what about Johnny Manziel? I think Landry Locker tweeted out a picture of Manziel on the beach from a couple of weeks ago.
He's got a little spare tire.
He looks a lot closer to me than NFL quarterback. Let's just put it that way.
Little spare tire.
Could it be that they just don't want Robert Griffin's influence around Watson? I suppose.
Griffin is a weird cat.
Yes.
I mean, that's been well documented.
Yes.
If you can't handle that weird cat,
weird,
then that is on you.
Is it weird or unique? Well, if you're winning, it's unique. If you're losing, you're weird.
If you're winning and rich, it's eccentric.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's to me, it makes sense.
Look, he's not the first weird player to be in the NFL, if that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, that's a team that employed Chris Myers for all those years. Like, you want to talk about weird? I mean, that's a team that employed Chris Myers.
We know those stories,
Chris.
He
went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.